Listening section, part 2. Passage 1. As childcare workers, it is not only important to effectively teach children, but also to know how to take care of the needs of the children. This includes knowing what to do when an injury happens at the school. Most injuries that occur at the school are minor cuts and bruises that happen when kids are playing on the playground or using tools like scissors for art projects. However, every once in a while, a child may fall and break a bone or lose consciousness. When serious accidents happen, care workers need to handle the situation with caution and level-headedness. In order to refresh our first aid skills, it is necessary to have a regular review courses so that the knowledge is not forgotten. It is also a good chance to learn about new techniques and methods that have come about more recently. Most schools provide some training courses given by doctors or nurses at the beginning of the school year or around summertime. Even though you may think that you know how to perform cardiopulmonary resuscitation, also known as CPR, it is essential that you practice and renew your certification annually. When a child gets injured, it can be very traumatic for not only the students, but also for the teachers and parents. With a little review and training, we can keep our schools a little safer and help care for the complete needs of the children.
Question 11. Number 1. Teaching children academically. Number 2. Giving first aid to children. Number 3. Helping the children with art projects. Number 4. How to stop accidents. Question 12. Number 1. Not to panic. Number 2. To teach children how to do CPR. Number 3. To show children the playground equipment. Number 4. To lose consciousness. Question 13. Number 1. To forget how to do things. Number 2. To pass the teaching tests. Number 3. To help the parents raise children. Number 4. To learn about new skills. Question 14. Number 1. In the summer. Number 2. Every year. Number 3. Every 2 years. Number 4. Once a month. Question 15. Number 1. The doctor. Number 2. The parents. Number 3. The teacher. Number 4. The child.